Seventh parak of Nida, first Mishnah. Dam hanida umsar hamez metamim lachem metamim yivashim. Blood of Nida and the flesh of a dead body, metamim, whether they are moist or they are dry. Avol zoy vaniya v'arok. That which comes out of a zov, or some type of phlegm. Some say something that comes out of the nose, saliva. All these things are matama only when they're lach, but not when they're yovish. And also a sheretz v'anevela, a dead sheretz, which are different than shmoni sheretzim, from different types of mice and lizards and the like. And a nevela is meat from a dead animal, shechazera, a semen from a person. All these are matama lach v'matama yovishim. If you could soak them in water and they will soften up again, then they're still considered lach. They're from the time of lach and the time of evasion. How long, if you soak them for that period of time, do we say, and they return to be moist, do we say they're still moist? That's if you leave them in poishim eisleis, lukewarm water for 24 hours. So the kids, if these things dry out, you put them lukewarm for 24 hours. If they soften up, then they're considered lachem. If not, they're considered yovishim. Rabbi Yisrael Meb, Sar Meis, Yovish, Ben Yochel HaShoyis, Lachso, Moshu, Tohor. He says also, the basar of a dead body, if it reaches this point that it hardens completely, then it is not mitame, not like a Tanakam.